Shalom lachem.
Hello, dear viewers. Thank you for being with us here in the educational series, New Life. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, Nitza Mazuz. Hello. And today we want to begin a new subject, a new series of talks with Dr. Lightman. We want to talk about community life. We're living in the 21st century, and we each have our lives, and our success is things that make us happy, sad, and we want to learn how to make our life happier and less sad. What do we have to do to reach it? That's the question of all questions. And we want to try to understand what there is about interaction between people, where the big secret is, the key that can bring us to new life, better life. That is our subject, community life. We're going to break it down to various aspects, and gradually we'll understand and verify, and we'll understand what it means to live better together, here and now. Nitza, open up our talk. In the framework of these shows, we're talking a lot about a person's circles in his life. People live in circles. We talked to a few shows. We talked about the home circle, the family, marriage. We talked about work circles. People are at work. There's some space, the connections there. And today we want to begin talks about the circle of the person and his community life, the life in society, society life. Sociologists say we're social animals, and the need to belong to a society or community is a very basic need. But still, we see that today, in our time, something happened to us. This whole framework has gone through all kinds of changes and crises, and now we're in a place where it's hard for us to imagine what community life is, how you feel when you live in community life, how it influences us, what we get out of it when we live in a society like that. And that's what we want to talk to you about today. So maybe the first question is, how do you see community life in today's era, in the new era? I see that a person was born in a community way back in his development many generations ago. And the community was his home, his family, his world. He grew up in a community until the age of 2, 3, 4, 5. He didn't even know that there was anything outside the community, a world. He'd crawl among the big people with his friends. He's always living in a community, in a society. It doesn't matter which one. It doesn't matter where and what kind. And in Africa, he would live in the society, in the little village, or it was like some kind of tribe, something that would close him in, envelope him, keep him warm. That's how he would feel. It's not just mom and dad that he runs to his mother, and that's it. He knew that around him there's like and he belongs to everyone, and everyone belongs to him. And there weren't great differences between people. But for kids, it's everyone benefits from being in like this greenhouse together. So a person lives as grows up as a person, as one, and then they multiply, and this is how they grew up. But society life, community life, was always that same form of life where we grew up and live and die. And all of life is community life. I would see myself as part of community life. My life is in their hands. Depends on how much we'll succeed to catch some animal together to eat, how much we'll succeed in agriculture. That was more or less life. Nobody would close a door on the other. Everyone's a family. They married inside. This one belongs to this one. Everyone belongs to everyone. This feeling, this natural feeling, is given to us from nature. And throughout this process that we went through in our development, we grew up by the ego that's always growing and separating us more and more and more. So community life, simple, regular, natural life started going wrong. He's richer, he's more successful, he's healthier and he's weaker. So then society life started to get upgraded and started coming apart. So we're not so equal, we're not so close anymore, it's not a family. Rather, we're close, but sometimes we can turn to people and sometimes we can. It depends if I can ask my neighbors for something that are close to me if I need something. But there's a difference. And then the ego, we see it from the story of Babylon, that even though it says they were one people, it means it was one family. Even though there were hundreds, thousands altogether, they're all in one place. They all make money from the same fishing, a bit of agriculture. They're all dependent on everyone. Or more or less, maybe more richer or less rich, but everyone felt that they're living in a society that feels as a society, that it's really one people, like it's written. And suddenly they had a breakout of the ego, like it's like the Big Bang. Suddenly they started. They started profiting, getting higher than the other in something, and then they stopped understanding one another. What does that mean? They spoke in the same language. Suddenly they added 1,000 languages there, like we have today. But to understand that a person is close to the other, heart to heart, to feel that they're close, that they belong to the same family, and it's all from the breakout of the ego. That is actually what characterizes our Babylon. And this is a very critical point. From there onward, we are counting the new development. From there, humanity got into the technology of the new life, that each one goes and succeeds on account of the other. And everyone feels successful toward the public. I begin to see not what everyone sees, not the general benefit, health that's pleasant, that's good. I have mine, you have yours. And I need to think, is it worth it for me or not? If you help me to more, then yes. But if not, we're already starting to build here social services like today. It's worth it for us to do this, but it's not a community. It's already a completely different society. It's a bourgeois, egoistic society, that it's worth it for us to build an electric station, to make a company, to clean the city, that will serve us with water, oil, everything that we need. So we have a factory. That's modern life. In which, in that, we also had some kind of inner communication, a special communication. Even though we're all using these services, it's no, even though we're no longer community, but rather it's some sort of settlement, you can say. Common services. And everyone tries to maintain them. Afterward, we privatized everything, that all these services, people took it upon themselves and began to make money. And then there was competition between them, a few flower stations, a few water stations. It all went into being further and further away from enhancing the connection between us. It's in accordance with our ego, which is growing all the time. From generation to generation, you can see the format of the old days and then in the medieval days, how we approach the technological era and steam engines, etc., electricity, and right up to today. And along with our developing technological means, we got further away from each other because we didn't need each other. Our ego was always requiring from us not to be dependent on the other, not to be dependent on our fellow man. This is how I see development, and I developed. I was born almost 70 years ago, and I remember that it was a little village, and everyone was dependent on one another. We felt one another. We helped one another. Kids used to play in large yards. It was something very common. There was a lot of meals in the street. There wasn't even a proper street with pavement and cars. In the village, they just used to put tables out. Someone gets married, so 2 or 3 days, there's a wedding, and everyone brings everything. And it's not a wedding, it's actually everybody's wedding. Everybody brings what they have. And everyone, according to what we write in advance, everyone's in charge of something, and that's it. But today, you don't see those things anywhere. In these 70 years, it's already become a completely different world. Everyone closes themselves off, checks their locks. It puts things on their windows, the steel door, and more and more and more. All kinds of things. Lately, I see people are storing food and water if, God forbid, something happens. To make a long story short, all kinds of security measures, how much I can close myself off inside my castle. So that I'm not dependent on everyone, as little as possible. And if you think that I want to be closer to nature, then nature means behind a huge fence that I'm in some place, some faraway place from everyone else. Our ego grew in an exponential manner lately very much. And it distanced us. Where's Babylon? Even worse than before. And these times, in the 20th century, we made a huge jump, like in Babylon. Beforehand, we were in like a village life, small city, in the limits of countries. A city was also used to close itself off with walls. It's all... Then it all blew up. Not the walls that I need to protect the city from people on the outside so I get closer and people come together. People come to the big city as if it's the great city life. What's great about it? I live in my apartment. I close myself off to such an extent that I don't want to be dependent on anyone. And that's it. I don't know my neighbors. I don't belong to them. I take my son from the apartment to the car, to nursery school or to school, bring him home. He goes into his room, not a general room, his room. And if we invite him to eat, he says, I'll eat later. I don't want to eat with you. He eats in his room. And this is his whole life. We're already getting them used to living alone. Everyone in his nest, and we don't feel that it's a prison. It's inconvenient for our ego. Everyone's digging some place for himself, like an animal in the ground, and living like that. So we got far away from community life, and we reached a state that's very, very extreme. But in this extreme situation, we thought that we could give each one freedom and that not everyone would be dependent on the other. Our ego felt more convenient and good. And this is how, altogether, in a natural manner, we rolled toward these things. And here, we began to feel that it's precisely a situation that's eating us. It's killing us. Because even though our ego broke out and distanced us, that we were all together before, our ego distanced us. We left our community life and we got further and further away. We covered the whole planet from that little place in Babylon. There's nations and many communities, and they're not communities, and cities and countries. Today we see that we have that we already have some opposite inclination, and it's a wonder that even though each one wants to close himself off inside, along with that, development started to be different. We've also put into our development something else. We're canceling borders between countries and civilizations. And it's as if there's some kind of integration, as if nature is forcing us to go back to being that same Babylon, one people, as if everyone is mixed up and it's something we can't stop. There's immigration, absorption. Millions of people, you can even say a billion people, are migrating, are in all kinds of situations. We see how it's happening. They're getting all mixed up on the one hand. And on the other hand, along with this process, we see that we don't want to be dependent on one another. But canceling borders between countries is known already, and also the internet and this entire culture, general culture, and in education, universal education, and international organizations, that each can go into the others, into other countries. So even though there's apparently borders and governments, it can be so easily influenced one another that it's as if they're not there. It's just like fiction, nothing else. So it's as if there's some type of proximity from the side of nature externally to one another, but inside, we continue developing in such a way that each person builds for himself private life that's not dependent on anyone, the general life. We can't control them. They become common, dependent on one another. The world is global. And this global dependency, what happens in the stock exchange in Japan goes to Europe and America, and then around the world, everything's through commerce, supply, food. No country today is capable, if we give it back to the same borders as it was 100 years ago, no country is capable of existing. It's not capable of existing. There's energy, agriculture, supply of technology, and everything. In other words, the general dependence from the side of nature closes in on us more and more, and inside we want to break out of these borders also against it. And here, actually, these two directions in our development are creating the crisis. That we are capable, precisely because of this globalness, we're capable of supplying everyone with everything, but because everyone inside does not want to be connected to others, in that, our ability to reach good life, this good life, we are turning it into suffering and something unknown, threatening for the future. In other words, nature that is now connecting between us and forcing us in a roundabout way. It's the roundabout part of it. It's bringing us all together to one embrace inside. Like Oren tells us what happens at home with his four kids. One family, apparently, they should be like brothers, but what happens between them? They're always struggling. The family closes them in together. But if they would want to, they would run away from there and fly out of there, and they wouldn't know each other. These two forms, these two opposite formats, are acting and bringing the crisis. This is the question: what can we do? Because by us being dependent on one another and wanting to separate more and more, then we're trying to use all the forces we have, for the good. We start to use them for the bad. Then nature, then the whole financial issue, only there to pray for financial things and nowhere else. What empty things? The main thing is to get from all these wars that we're creating thousands of things that we don't need just to make money right now. Meaning in opposition to the social benefit, etc., etc. Meaning inside a person, when this thing comes out, it's precisely against nature that wants to put us into one society, and this oppositeness continues. Today we're beginning to digest it. And we see that we're under the power of two forces coming from nature. One force is closing us, one that is really directed at the center, and the second is not introverted but extroverted, just the opposite. Our ego wants to distance between us and get us out of all our limitations. I don't want to be dependent on anyone, each and every person. And this stress, this is where we are today. And it's clear to us that we don't have, from day to day, it's clear, but there's already a lot of articles and research, psychologists, and also economic people and education. People understand that But this dealing with things or this situation, the oppositeness between these two forces, and we're between them, the ego and the integral force from outside, and we're in the middle. We're suffering more than any other vegetative animal. We're the layer that should be the most successful with our brains. And we're the most, we're losing out the most. We're destroying our society, our life. You don't know what will happen with the next generation. They can't talk with one another, they can't decide anything. Everyone wants to benefit from their personal benefit, and I don't care about everyone. And here, even though throughout history they would all fall, like the last one is the kibbutz company. We saw it, that they decided to go to privatization. You can't live community life, even though there was a community still. Everyone got their part, not dependent on the other, and that's it. And precisely, if we would think that if we could build society life, what would be good? First of all, we have the power to influence buyers. General services, we can advertise. And then I determined for Tnuva and the electric company and the holiday and all kinds of I decide the prices. I'm the big buyer. Even the community, that's a community in the modern world, if it's capable, and many communities can rise, then we would deal with the capitalistic approach that wants to get everything it has out of us and wants to use us. That wants to do the most aggressive and cynical things with us. As a consumer, you don't want to be in summary with us. Go to someone else. We actually have the ability in modern life to turn
to.
We have the ability to make our lives really well, and if you're a supplier, you need to know that you're in our hands, and not the other way around. Do it for half price. We don't care, because we know that more than 50-70% goes toward
advertising.
Just bring it to us 80% cheaper, and that's it. How simpler we can make things for ourselves. I'm not talking about individual security
here.
People can't get into connection like this between themselves. They can't. Even if I say to them, look what you'll get. You get a free pair of pants. You're going out to protest. I hear they're missing health and education and personal security on the street at night. And all kinds of things. Let's do it. And you can end the month. I'm sure you can make enough money to live for 2 months. I bring you everything at half price.
Mm-hmm. חשמל נשלם חצי, מים נשלם חצי, גז חצי, הכל.
אפשר. Each company will pay part, their part. Electricity company, server company, national company. Company that's about to become divorced, and they're doing horrible things to one another. That's how it is with each and every person. So it turns out that the problem is not the general force closing us together that started closing us in the 20th century, and now we've reached the global world, and we're connected on the internet and everything, and we feel this interdependence even though no one wants to be in it. I want to be behind the screen with SMS, telephone. I'm on the screen, I'll call you. Worst comes to worst, I'll say hi, hi, I'll call you later. Hi, your phone or your email, so they'll take your phone number or email. So the problem is, therefore, is in the inner ego, individual as of each and every person. How can we look after him? To allow a person to reach community life gradually. I see you're already afraid. No, I want to explain to you what I feel. First of all, according to pocket, according to nature. What are we giving up in that?
שיהיה לי נוח וטוב ובריאות וניקיון והכל, אני מוכן. אבל אני רוצה להישאר בכל זאת.
I'm ready, but I still want to remain alone. My ego still demands being alone. Meaning I have to convince it, let's do it at least in an external manner like this. Meaning that we'll unite our power of shopping to treat places where we live. So we see that these things don't last. We'll build what? We'll build another municipality. We see that it doesn't work. That what has to be here? And what we're seeing here is people getting closer. We exist for a few months already. We have these general systems, so we'll build a special supermarket. I used to live in Bnei Brak. Today, and so a simple storage room, a chef.
Chef Araf, after that chef, and so on. And so, really, everything is half.
And everything would truly be at half price. It would come from around, people would come from out of town to buy here. They would see that they would only want to buy this way. What kind of product? I'm signing, okay, but bring me a third of the price. According to years, I left Bnei Brak 25 years ago. So today, this is called Shlal Rishatot. That's the price of the market already. It's not half a price. Everyone wants half a price. Everyone buys in half a price. Okay. It's not working. We see it's not working. It's not working because what we actually need to do is that the community itself, that it will build its own community life, that it will come from her. In other words, that not that we will rent and to create all the bills and everything, but we actually have to organize all these things. That the connection between us will build about the connection between us, and here I need to find words. It's not easy. Maybe I'll tell you what I feel and it'll help. Everything that you're describing, I tried to get into it in an emotional way to see what I, as a person, experienced in an emotional way. At first, I explained that I was in some kind of greenhouse. And I grew up there, but I don't feel myself different from it. And it's a very big type of connection, but then your individual development and the society's development, they were similar. Then according to your brain, and according to your inner feelings and your perspective of the world, and then you got a format from them, grasping our reality through community. When I live in this manner, I don't see the world because I am... Yes, correct, that was our feeling. And then when you described it in terms of the ego growing, over the last few years, actually, we started blessing this evening that's called Atzmaut. We want to be free. What am I saying? Previously, I had this feeling of warmth, but I felt that I was 100% developed on the... So meaning you're starting throughout generations, you're feeling that this is pressuring you, it's... And just like you, others, everyone. And then I ask myself... Then I ask myself, is independence something bad? Self-realization, is it something evil? Rav says, no. Then I suddenly began to understand it. That this feeling of belonging, there was a price. And now that I'm independent, I'm happy to be independent. But I felt the... And now you have to verify all these things alone. It's as if this... value of independency... independent. Of course, our aspiration, all of us, is to be... I don't want them to be developed, dependent on me, and I won't be dependent on anyone else. Now I understand there's a very big price for its merit. Yes, things that will help me in somehow, but it doesn't give me a solution to the warmth that we had at one time, apart from the feeling. You have supermarkets and hospitals and social services. Apart from warmth and human feeling, as if you have everything, but attitude you don't have. And then I had a very clear question. Two questions. The first is, what? I need to give up my independence to belong or to feel the life of the community? Is that the question? Or how do I maintain my independence and add to it the feeling of belonging that I left behind? That's what I want. I want to bring the good and also leave that place of independence. The question if that's the path. I don't think today that people can appreciate that warmth and belonging that they lost long ago. We don't have it. The pictures are in us deep down inside. I remember times when I'm saying like an old person, once upon a time it was my garden is like park. I grew up in the city. I remember when I was walking with my grandmother, we used to say hi to this shoe guy and the supermarket. There was a feeling that everyone knows you and another. There was a feeling, a pleasant feeling. And that feeling is gone. It doesn't exist anymore. Suddenly I understood that there's a very big conflict. There's like independence, and suddenly the aspect of belonging. How do I bridge this gap? First of all, we need to understand that today people aren't dreaming about it, going back to living in their community. But rather what they see is that the crisis is truly choking them. From all sides, it's a lack of means. In other words, all the systems that we built, at the end of the day, they're eating themselves and eating us, and we have no benefit from it. The health system and the financial system is not for helping us use money properly that I deposit. I make a profit. It helps me plan my month. The home economics, there's nothing. There's no education. My child gets in school the opposite from the education that I think he needs, the relations and all the everything happening there. To make a long story short, it's as if those same systems that I thought would make me more independent, I see that they're working against me, and I'm in them. Even though I don't admit it, I have obligations there. I'm in their hands. They made these systems. They closed in on me. So I can't run away from them. I can't live without them. My whole life is to work for them, for the electricity supply, food, education, all those things. There's like 10 things sucking off me like wolves. They're all looking at me, and they're waiting for me to throw what they deserve, what I owe them. And now the question is, the problem is that people want to solve the problems, that our life will be more convenient, better. We're advancing to a situation where the middle class is disappearing, and in a very short time it will become the low class, and it'll be a problem on the floor, he said. And there'll be those that are down below and those that are for the elite that have stayed up there. And maybe then, I don't know, they'll be able to understand that only changing man's nature to bring him closer to community life is what will help us at the end of the day. Now that we know the bad, that we'll get to know it better. It's the recognition of evil, meaning that I know a reason for this bad. Not just that I feel bad, but a full diagnosis, what the real illness is. That I'll know that here the disease is like it broke out in Babylon, that that's the private ego of each and every person, that we need to control somehow and correct. But through that we'll be able to overcome, and we'll be able to wrap it in community life. Everything's like Manhattan, and there's no villages or settlements. We'll be able to do it on the condition that we won't be able to escape the big cities. There's 20 million people in each one, and and dozens in the world. We can't get away from it. But dealing with man's nature is the key to begin from there, to start building the small community more and more until we begin to connect between them and reach a place where we're like one family. And now we're in the recognition of evil, that are not just to deal with the ego, but to deal with it in the direction of in a community direction, that gradually, slowly will convince people, even though it's inconvenient, even though it appears that it's completely impossible. She says, yes, it's possible. We'll do this together. Sometimes it turns out today that we connect for some days, for a holiday or something, that there's something pleasant there. Is it possible? We don't see a possibility like that today. The whole problem is, the problem is the new education that we need to bring to a person. This community education. I think, first of all, in my feeling, the change is our perspective. I think the greatest price for independence is this disconnection, this isolation. And the first thing that comes to mind is how I, on the one hand, maintain this place that I acquired as an independent person, but still how I add to this life elements that will get rid of this loneliness without giving up anything. The attitude is not to say to a person that you need to give something up in order to come into more community life that's more corrected, that's better, warmer. It's at the percent that you think is worth for you, but in that direction, and without giving anything up. But then the ego will go with us, along with us. Yes? If it's good, bring two. I usually think I need to give up my independence, my freedom, my decisions. Is it true? No.
No.
If that was the attitude, then we shouldn't even think about it. Whatever will be, will be. We have no solutions. So what's my benefit from getting into this life? You need to think about it. I'm just teaching you how to reach. Let's try to play community life from afar in speaking, in that will reach a common place, talking. We'll open activities for kids, mutual help, we'll make a child education equal. We'll start to do this in a mechanical way, in classes, in workplaces, in all kinds of places where people meet, also between us in the evenings, let's say once a week. Let's begin building meetings that are similar to a community in an external manner only. That's the round table, picnics. Let's start talking about the importance, about this attitude for life, It's like a global village that's putting all of us, all of humanity, into some mix where we're all wandering from place to place, country to country. Where the places and the borders are being cancelled. Let's start talking about it. Let's start verifying it together. Let's start talking about how good a person can feel inside this connection, let's say, in an equal manner, as an addition to our life. We're actually bringing a person another type of thinking. Doesn't obligate him in any way. Only in this external participation. If we begin working on this, a person will feel, and almost immediately, that there's some kind of additional benefit, profit, to such an extent that he'll already be attracted to it, and his previous form of his life begins to lose its value. Meaning you say, I want to maintain my life the way it is now and just add to it. Please, there's no rape in this, but you yourself in the meantime are going through changes through this social treatment. There's no pressure. No one's obligating you, but your kids and your couple at home, and also through the TV and the media, everyone's beginning to feel how much this nice connection. We're all egoistic. We're just pretending. There's nothing in it. We're not putting one over on ourselves. We just want to verify what is this community life, just a little bit. Everyone remains in their household and everything. But if we begin to feel ourselves belonging to all of humanity, or some neighborhood, or we'll start to feel how they used to live, our forefathers, in some ancient place. Can I ask, what is this feeling of belonging? You want to put me through a process with other people? What it means to belong to something that's wider than me and my boundaries, my family, my home. That's the goal? Hang on a second. What are we learning from health, from security, from all the things that a civilian needs? What are we getting if we come together? But we're not coming together yet. First of all, we're going to get a feeling, but we're pretending. That kids will feel like children in a school, in a community from the old days, or like you felt on your moshav growing up, that you're close to one another. Let's do it at least with our children. Let's bring our medical services together, our different services together in the neighborhood. Let's make our life safer, calmer. That's what everyone's missing. Apart from that, if you talk about buying power and all those things, then here you see the profit against the loss. It's very simple to calculate mutual help. I don't want people living next to me that are missing something. I'm talking about basic things. I see in your neighborhood they're doing it. I see clothes there and everything. There's storage places. It's worth it for us. So altogether, we're building a softer, safer environment. There's less stress in the air. Altogether, we're measuring the general happiness of society. We see it going up. It's worth it for me. It's worth it for everyone. Apart from that, my inner feeling is more pleasant, freer, sweeter. So we're going to get into a game of speaking in round circles and round forms, all the round means that we have, picnics, activities, that they will bring each and every person a good feeling and the connection between us. That's what a person actually wants. That's what they're missing. Even the biggest person, the richest person, still this pleasant feeling, that this feeling will be pleasant, this feeling of warmth, of someone attention. Where does it come from? He feels that he's in his mother's hands. He feels that he's in this warm bubble, like in the womb. He begins to feel that it's wrapping him, that it's warming him. He can be the greatest and controlling, and this is what each and every person is missing, because from nature we came out like that. We were in the womb, then in the hands, and then still at home in this greenhouse all the time, and then we got further and further away. But our inclination is still to maintain those same things, even though we want to be independent with our ego. Now, what we do see here is that our ego, opposite the community feeling that we acquire through this work, through our participation in these activities, it starts to get softer. I start to see what it's worth it for me to give up from my ego, and I'm not giving anything up. It just begins to, apparently, to help me to be in community life more and more, to feel myself belonging to a big circle. Meaning, we begin to see that our ego can be a helpmate, that the way that we went along just with it, and we developed ourselves in an egoistic manner and destroyed the community, and now if I put the community apparently a little bit back into the game, the ego that's pressured will start to help me. It'll start not to give up, but it'll start to get a new form. And this is called the integral education, the community education that we hope in some manner we'll be able to reach. You can open it up more. In that way, we're balancing the general force of nature, the global force of nature, that it's bringing us together, connecting all of humanity. And then we reach the balance of the two forces operating on us. And this is how we reach happy life. Our time is up. I'd like you to describe in one sentence. You said a very important sentence. You said every person, even the greatest and most controlling, and this warmth you can only get through community interaction. He thinks he can get it from money or power. I buy it. And what do you mean you can't buy it? Warmth, security, calmness, peace, everything that allows you to feel life in a convenient way. There's no way. And in community activity, it's there. There's the feeling. There you get to it right away. I don't need to hear music. I don't need to feel warmth and cold. I don't need to see a nice picture. You can see it right away. You just feel good. There's no dressings on it. There's no. You don't need all kinds of props and stuff. There's something in the atmosphere. And it's something that comes in a very direct manner. We're going to need to talk about it, but our time is up. Thank you for being with us. Good, straight to the heart, without any dressings. Good life. All the best.